Welcome to this audio introduction to Frock. For current tour dates, please refer to the productions page on our website, www.stopgapdance.com. Stopgap Dance presents Frock, an outdoor contemporary dance production. Six striking dancers collide in an uplifting dance riot, set to an exclusive art rock soundtrack by Hannah Miller. In this outdoor dance work, experience playful observations of the past that explode into a punkish celebration of individuality and difference. Introduction. Premiering in 2019, Frock is a touring outdoor dance work devised by artistic director and choreographer Lucy Bennett with support from the dancers. Frock features a cast of six disabled and non-disabled dancers, who are united in two groups, the Suits and the Skirts. The cast includes Skirts, Christian Brinklow, Yannick Moth, Nadan Poen, and Suits, Annie Rose Grantham, Hannah Sampson, Alice Shepperson, KJ Mortimer, Amy Butler, and Abby Thompson. Hannah and Abby, and KJ, Annie Rose, and Amy alternate their roles for different performances. The soundtrack and music was composed exclusively for Frock by Hannah Miller, of the art rock band Moulette, with additional material from Oliver Austin. The Suits and the Skirts wear distinctive costumes designed by Martina Trotman. Access. Frock tours to outdoor festivals who may or may not provide an audio describer for the full work. We cannot guarantee that all performances will be audio described. However, as the performance begins in a relaxed way, there is opportunity to talk with our team and our dancers to find out more about the production prior to the show. A member of our team will be happy to help you find a space close to the action and close to an audio describer if the festival is providing through description of the work. Please inform the festival if you have questions about their access provisions, for example, to request seating or inquire about accessible performances. Stopgap has an easy-read visual story of the show, alongside some audio insights created by the dancers. You can access these on Frock's production page on our website, www.stopgapdance.com, www.stopgapdance.com. The performance has a running time of around 25 minutes. The start is unannounced, dancers blend in with the audience and emerge to begin dancing. Frock is generally performed in cities and towns, on high streets and in outdoor environments familiar to local audiences. The setup is simple. Audience stand and sit around all sides of the square performance space. There is no front to the work. We experience it in the round from all directions. Frock has no set. It exists in the urban landscape. The dancers often weave in and out of the square performance space and into the audience. There are minimal props within Frock. In sections of the work, the dancers use delicate china teacups and saucers. Several silver teaspoons also feature with a clatter. The dancers. Within Frock, the dancers are split into two groups, the Suits and Skirts. They embody different characters within a spectrum of masculine and feminine, inspired by the habits and behaviours of generations past. They explore gesture within the choreography and convey multifaceted personalities through character and movement. Each dancer's character is dimensional and substantial. The depth of their personality and the web of relationships is shown through duets and interactions between each other. The Suits, an assertive and confident trio, each dressed in structured classic suits. Embodying more masculine gestures, the group's movement is more tight and angular. They are at times cocky and assertive to the Skirts, often shifting and stirring up the space. The Suits all wear variations of dark suit jackets and smart trousers, held up by black braces. Underneath, they wear white smart fitted shirts and each wear a tie. On their feet, they wear dark trainers. Partway through the work, their jackets are removed and placed in the corners of the performance space. Dancer descriptions. Hannah Sampson. Hannah is a white learning disabled person in their early 30s. They are a petite standing dancer with Down syndrome. Hannah wears their short, shoulder-length, dirty blonde hair down throughout the piece. It gets wild and messy, framing their fresh face, which is usually wearing a pout. Hannah's pale blue eyes are observant. Hannah is grounded and receptive, yet fiery and intense. The structured suit emphasizes Hannah's shoulders and accentuates their proud posture. Hannah's character is cocky, flirty, and patriarchal, often a leader of the pack who enjoys being watched. Hannah leans into masculinity and enjoys challenging the assumptions people make based on appearance. Alice Shepperson. Alice is a non-disabled white woman in her late 20s. Alice is compact, athletic, and muscular, with very long, light brown, wavy hair with a fringe. She has light, silvery blue eyes, sharp features, and freckly skin. She wears her long hair down during the piece, and in one scene, it is plaited by another dancer. Alice's character is confident and grounded. Her movement is fluid and dynamic, exploring freedom, care, and celebration. Alice supports the drive of the suits group at the beginning of the work. The hierarchy then evens out throughout the piece. Annie Rose Grantham. Annie Rose is a disabled white woman in her mid-20s. She's 5'4" and has shortened forearms that have a slight curve and hands with thumbs that are more like a finger. Annie Rose has short, soft, straight dark brown hair in a bob. Annie Rose has wide eyes and a smile that flashes throughout the work. She is strong and sharp with her lines, whilst finding moments to melt and slink. Abby Thompson. Abby is a non-disabled white person in their early 20s, with light eyes and soft features. They have shoulder-length, light brown hair which is worn down in the piece. Abby is around 5'1" and compact, dynamic, and grounded in their movement. Abby's character is young, with a sense of awkward arrogance. They enjoy the camaraderie when hanging out with the other suits, and enjoy moving and being watched as they dance in their suit. Amy Butler. Amy is a non-disabled white woman in her 30s. Athletic and toned, Amy is a tall, lithe standing dancer with distinctive short dark hair that has a tight curl pattern. Amy dances with a swagger and a sense of smile. Her movements are dynamic yet controlled, a solid connection between her body, other dancers, and her surroundings. KJ Mortimer. KJ is a non-disabled white woman in her 30s. KJ is athletic and compact, usually with shoulder-length blonde hair, ombre with darker roots. Annie Rose, Amy, and KJ alternate their roles for different performances, as both Amy and KJ have young children. The suits, however, always remain a trio. The skirts. A playful, intricate, flirtatious trio, dressed in floral skirts and dresses. Embodying more feminine gestures, the skirt's movement is softer and more expansive, exaggerated by their costuming. Each of them wears either a dress or knee-length skirt alongside trainers. Christian Brinklow. Christian is a non-disabled white man in his early 30s. With an athletic build and broad shoulders, Christian is a tall standing dancer who moves with moments of attack and power within a soft exterior. Christian has short, wavy, dark brown, almost black hair that gets progressively more ruffled and sweatier throughout the piece. He has strong eyebrows, hazel-coloured eyes, and always sports a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow. As a skirt, on his upper half, he wears a floral blouse and beaded necklace. On his bottom half, a floaty red skirt that sits just below knee length. Underneath, he wears tight leggings. His trainers are scuffed from vigorous dancing. Christian's character is quite uptight. As a skirt, they are sensitive and caring, playful yet perceptive. Initially a bit apprehensive, Christian holds back and protectively looks after fellow skirt Yannick. Christian joins in with the chaos and fun eventually. Yannick Moth. Yannick is a white man in his early 30s with vivid blue eyes. Yannick is a tall, athletic standing dancer, energetic and sinewy. Yannick has short, light brown hair that recedes slightly. He also has a horseshoe-shaped scar just visible at the back of his skull. He is sometimes clean-shaven, sometimes has stubble, and sometimes grows his beard out longer. Yannick's light blue eyes are expressive and piercing. As a skirt, Yannick wears a blue dress, which is floral, with a checkered pattern. It has short cap sleeves and the skirt of the dress is knee length. The dress is worn belted at the waist. Yannick plays a skirt who enjoys being the centre of the audience's attention, often commanding direct eye contact. They are sassy and slightly scattered, a considered delicate character, deeply caring of the people surrounding them. Yannick moves with a lot of energy and joy. At one point, he dances an explosive, frenzied jig. Nadan Poen. Nadan is a disabled Cambodian man in his 30s. He is brown skin and has a muscular upper body. Nadan is a wheelchair dancer and uses a lightweight black manual wheelchair. Nadan wears his black afro hair in a low ponytail, with the top of his head shaved. He has a black and grey tattoo of a tiger on his upper left arm. As a skirt, Nadan wears a sleeveless dress with a floaty knee-length skirt, which tends to be either a bright red or a bright yellow floral number. On his hands, Nadan wears fingerless black workout gloves, which protect the skin on his palms whilst propelling and braking with his wheelchair during fast movement. As a skirt, Nadan's character is cheeky and flirtatious, watchful with what they call smoky eyes. Often starting the party, Nadan is energetic, dynamic, and daring. When performing outside, Nadan remarks that he uses much more energy to manoeuvre and dance on the uneven concrete and pavement surfaces. Scenes and storyline. Here is an overview of each of the four scenes throughout Frock. The opening, titled Kitchen Sink. The dancers begin in the audience, holding their teacups as if at an event. When the music starts, they arise and ask an audience member to look after their teacups, or place them on the floor. As they enter the space, they form two distinct groups, or clubs. These are the suits and the skirts. They parade and promenade as if involved in a kind of court dance. The suits and skirts pretend to be comfortable with one another, but really keep to themselves, rarely making eye contact or getting too close. They are particular with their footwork, wheel work, and gestures. The scene finishes with a solo from one of the suits, who enjoys being watched and commands the attention of onlookers. Scene 2. Adaptation. This is an explosive scene reminiscent of a West Side Story dance-off. The two groups jostle for space with large chunks of unison dance that shifts through the space with gestures and deportment appropriate to their characters of suits and skirts. Halfway through, the full cast smash to the ground on their backs. A lone skirt begins a frenzied jig before they are joined by all the cast. The groups now begin to mix a little more, eventually finding their way into partner work, using contact, lifts and throws. The scene becomes more chaotic with sprinting, spinning and diving trio work, culminating in a striking image. One suit stands turning on Nadan's upturned wheel like a plate spinning. Nadan, a skirt, uses his hand to spin the wheel of his chair whilst he lays in it upturned on the ground. Scene 3. Elastic Band. A skirt soloist announces their arrival with a crash of numerous silver teaspoons. They imitate washing up before sinking into a lonely solo. The scene continues in the form of solo, duet, and so forth. The skirts and suits, who aren't currently dancing, pace the space in time to the bass, as relationships are formed, evolved, dismantled, and reformed. It finishes with a hypnotic duet that plays with strength, inversion, and trust. Scene 4, finale. Little Collisions. An alarm sounds, a beat kicks in, the full cast are taken away with the music and begin to play and have fun. A loose and jovial unison begins, with dancers dropping in and out of the unison and into partner work. There is a section of duet work where different bodies collide, squeeze and coordinate with one another. As the track escalates to a crash, a kiss up high between two dancers happens. Halfway through, there is a lull. We are back at the event drinking tea, a little stifled. The teacups are returned to the audience. The dancers smash and slash with their limbs at the space that contains them. They take back the teacups, creating a chorus line, playing with the rhythm of the cups in a neat unison that builds again to a frenzy. The music and the dance crescendos with exuberant energy and finishes with all but one dancer crashing to the floor. The lone skirt from earlier smashes their teacup and takes a curtsy, glad to be finally free of the tea, teacup, and all it represents. Background on production and choreography for Frock. If you'd like a bit of background on the production, then keep listening. The ideas for Frock brewed for several years before Stopgap had the capacity for research and development to begin production. Usually with Stopgap's work, there is a long, sometimes year-long development process. However, Frock emerged after around 4 months, which in comparison is rather swift. With input from each of the dancers and other practitioners, Stopgap spent time exploring material, developing characters, and refining choreography. A lot of the choreography came from filming and editing dance improvisations. These improvisations were initiated by observation of each other, families, and passers-by. People watching in town provided great material. Stopgap wanted a high-energy piece that was full of unison from disabled and non-disabled diverse dancers, also wanting to explore partner work and duets that were interchangeable between each performer, revealing the fluidity of relationships within society. Choreographer Lucy Bennett reveals that the initial idea was to create a production from the memories of her grandparents. As a young girl, Lucy found it fascinating that her grandma wasn't allowed to wear trousers. The conventions of clothes and etiquette, the rules and guidelines for how you present ourselves, all dictated by generations before us, was something Lucy was keen to explore and alter. Frock explores presentations of femininity and masculinity, bending the binaries of clothing, behaviour and etiquette, inspired by and altering conventions of previous eras. Within Frock, the two distinct groups, the skirts and suits, simultaneously represent tradition and unconvention. They present juxtaposing images. Male dancers with short hair and beards wear floral skirts and dresses, whilst female dancers with long hair wear structured suits. It poses a question to the audience of who is allowed to wear what, and questions how we've been conditioned to behave. Gradually, throughout the production, the audience become accustomed to the alternative universe they are experiencing, realising that the costumes become less relevant and the physicality and characters become more and more fluid. Of the choreography, Lucy says it's quite disjointed and at times jarring. The characters clash and rattle with one another. The choreography is heightened by the sound score composed specifically for Frock by Hannah Miller of the Moulettes with additional material from Oliver Austin. The music is at times a revelrous cacophony, at others a pensive reflection of internal dialogues of identity. Within their choreography, Stopgap uses a process called translation, which enables Lucy to blend the different physical languages of dancers within the company. Translation supports unison between diverse bodies and disabled dancers. It also has its potential influences for supporting explorations of the physicalities of gender.